Me too.
Okay, good. Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'll call to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee. It's 10 o'clock a.m., July 18th, 2025, here in the Alaska Energy Authority Conference Room. Let's move on to roll call for members.
Okay, yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Mark Billings, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, here.
Okay. The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, here.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Millian, here.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkins, here.
Okay. You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. We'll move on to item three on the agenda, public roll call.
Okay. We'll start with the other folks that are on the Teams meeting. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record.
Tina Grovier, Sol Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Okay.
Carl Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Okay, and then I'll also note that Executive Director Thayer is on the Teams meeting. He is participating, but Mark will be voting on his behalf today because he may be in and out of the meeting. Is there anyone else on the Teams meeting that wants to identify themselves?
Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric.
Okay, next we'll go to the folks in the room.
Karen Bell, AEA.
Jeff Fuller, outside counsel at AGA.
Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach.
Leanne Smoke.
Okay, Chair, that seems to be everybody.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is agenda approval. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda.
So, Brad. Second, Arthur Miller.
Motion on the table to approve the agenda. Any comments, questions, edits? I'm liking, for those on the committee members online, I'm liking the body language. I can see you nodding in the negative. So seeing and hearing none, Jennifer, let's please conduct a roll call vote.
Okay. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Charles Millian, yes.
And Alaska Energy Authority?
Mark Bones, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. We'll move on to public comments. Are there any public comments? We can start in the room and then go online.
Okay. It appears like there's no public comments in the room. If there is anybody on the phone line that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, there's no public comments at this time.
Thank you. Moving to item 6 on the agenda, approval of the meeting minutes, both for June 20, 2025 and June 30, 2025. We can take a minute to take a look. Open to a motion to approve either or both.
I move to approve the minutes from the two June meetings. I can't remember the first one, June and June 30th.
Second, this is Mark Billingsley.
That was Brian Hickey.
And it's June 20th and June 30th.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. Happy to take a minute or so. Okay, any questions, edits? Looks like most of you have had a chance to go through them. Jennifer, if you would, conduct a roll call vote for the motion to approve the June 20 and June 30th minutes.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Brian Dickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Mark Billingsley, yes.
And the Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to old business, I'm not aware of any old business. Solicit committee members or RTO council. I'm not seeing or hearing of any, so we will move on to new business. Up first is item 8A or Alpha on the agenda, open access transmission tariff, RCA matter, TA1-8001. Tina, I'm going to just, I see that you came on, your camera came on, so I'm going to kick it to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. As you know, on July 1st, 2025, the RTO filed its non-discriminatory oat as TA1-8001, which the Commission accepted and noticed for public comment on July 2nd. Comments were due this past Wednesday, and we received four from RAPA, the RRC, ACPERG, and Alaska Wind Holdings, LLC. All four asked for suspension and investigation of the oat. I do have matters related to these topics and next steps, including the preparation of pre-file testimony to support our filing and any suspended docket to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina. Any, not seeing or hearing any comments or questions? We move on to 8 Bravo, annual meeting and election of officers. What I have is some secret ballots. What I would suggest, but I'm open to suggestions, is that for those that are online, maybe email Jennifer with your selections just to get it into the record, the nominations. We went through the formal process for the bylaws. Nominations were made. Notification was sent out of the nominations. After that period closed, we have candidates for chair, Travis Million and Brad Janorski, vice chair, Arthur Miller, myself, Tony Izzo, secretary treasurer, Curtis Thayer. I suppose we could say congratulations to Curtis, but maybe we'll hold off until we actually count the ballots and see if he wins. So with that, I'll distribute these to those committee members in the room, and for Brian and Travis, you'll need to email Jennifer with your selection. So, Mark, if you could.
Thank you, sir.
Jennifer, you should have my email. If not, let me know, and I can always text it over to you if need be.
Yep, I've got yours.
Copy, thank you.
You should have mine as well, Jennifer.
Okay, Chair. Do you want to?
Do you have tabulation completed?
Yes. Yeah. So here are those.
Okay. Okay, I'll announce the tabulated results. Travis Million, Chair. Tony Izzo, myself, Vice Chair. Curtis Thayer, Secretary Treasurer. So, Travis, I'm going to virtually pass the gavel through a series of zeros and ones over to you.
Okay. That sounds good, and that makes it fairly easy since it looks like the next item on the agenda is executive session. So I would need a motion to go into executive session for the reasons that Tina had spoke on earlier.
I move to enter executive session to discuss matters in the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect on the finances of the RTO and are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee or are protected by law due to rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Second, Vicki.
Thank you, Brian. Any further discussion on this? I'm not seeing any by video. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association.
Roger Norski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority.
Mark Billingsley, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
And the City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair. Okay, Chair, you are back on the record.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. All right, we will continue with the RTO meeting. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2, to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of specific legal matter or pending negotiations. With that, that'll bring us to item number 10, which is member comments. Brian, I will have to start with you.
Sure, thanks. Appreciate all the hard work and good discussion, and looking forward to moving this ball down the field in 450 days. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian. Ed?
Just congratulations, Travis, and welcome to more work, and thank you for running the meeting, and I have nothing else.
Thank you, Ed. Arthur?
Good meeting, and thanks, everyone. I think we're, as Brian articulated, we're continuing to move the ball forward and look forward to working with everyone throughout the entire process.
Thank you, Arthur. Mark?
No comments. Thank you.
Tony?
Now, good meeting. Thanks for the discussions and looking forward to next steps.
And Brett?
Ditto, no comments other than be anxious to see what the RCA has to say. So, thanks.
I would echo Brad's comments exactly on that particular one. So, with that, item number 11 is our next meeting date. This will be at the call of the chair sometime in later August, and we'll coordinate those schedules according to what works for everybody. And so, forthcoming information coming from that, and we'll post it accordingly. So if there are no other issues to come before this board, I would ask for a motion for adjournment.
Arthur Miller, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Tony Zeller, second.
Discussion? Seeing none, Jennifer, if we could make a roll call vote to adjourn, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Mark Billings, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
And Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Billion, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right. Well, we are adjourned, and thank you, everybody, for your time today, and we'll see you guys at the next one.